Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. Kohima Municipal Council appeals citizens of Kohima to actively participate in Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign. Muslim community in Nagaland celebrates Eid Milad-un-Nabi with religious fervor. And Manipur government lifts week-long ban on mobile internet services. Schools and colleges to reopen from tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 4th RE Invest Global Renewable Energy Meet. Prime Minister Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Modi said that despite being a developing country, India has achieved its climate commitment set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target. He said India has made its green transition a people's movement. He added that with PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, every home in India is set to become a power producer. Over 1 crore people have registered for the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and solar rooftops have been installed in more than 3 lakh houses under the scheme. He also stressed on the ample job and skill opportunities lying in the renewable energy sector for youths. Modi said that the pro-climate principle is a core part of India's commitment, which includes promoting mission life and the circular economy approach. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities. The Prime Minister also highlighted his government's achievements in various clean energy production areas, including green hydrogen, over the past 10 years. Chief Executive Officer, Kohima Municipal Council, T. Lanusen La Longkumar, has appealed to the citizens of Kohima to actively participate in the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign. In a public statement, Longkumar said, Swachhata Hi Seva campaign focuses on large-scale citizen advocacy, cleanliness drives and the clearing of garbage spots across Kohima, as well as recognize the contributions of sanitation workers and renew the city's commitment to sustainable waste management. She also informed that a cleanliness drive will be carried out on 18 September starting at 7 a.m. from Old MLA Hostel Junction and invited all citizens to join in the initiative. She also encouraged to organize and participate in similar drives within your respective wards, colonies and offices. Reminding the ill effect of plastic waste, Longkumar said, irresponsible disposal practices have had devastating effects on Kohima's environment, including choking rivers like Doyang and Sanarar. She therefore stressed the importance of adopting practices like source segregation and the 3 R's, reuse, reduce, recycle, to foster a healthier and more sustainable Kohima. Muslim community in Nagaland today celebrated Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, with religious fervor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed his greetings on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. In a social media post, Modi expressed hope that harmony and togetherness will always prevail and there will be joy and prosperity all around. Meanwhile, Nagaland Governor La Ganeshan said that the life and teachings of the Prophet Muhammad is remembered on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. In a social media post, La Ganeshan said that it is a day to reflect on the Prophet's message of peace, compassion and humility. The governor hoped that the examples set by the Prophet will be embodied in one's daily life. Manipur government today lifted the week-long ban on mobile internet services in 5 valley districts, while all schools and colleges will reopen from tomorrow. Earlier, the state government had ordered suspension of mobile internet service in the districts of Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Bishnupur and Kakching from September 10 to 15, which was further extended till September 20th, following incidents of violence and student protests. Manipur Home Commissioner N. Ashok Kumar, in an order, said that the state government reviewed the prevailing law and order situation in the state and decided to lift any form of temporary internet suspension from today. Manipur Higher and Technical Education Department and the Directorate of Education, in separate orders, announced that all schools, colleges and technical institutions will be reopened from tomorrow. You're listening to Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. The stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections scheduled for September 18 in Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning came to a close today for 24 assembly segments spread across the Chenab Valley districts of Doda, Kishtwar and Ramban, and South Kashmir districts of Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. Today is also the last day for candidates to withdraw their nomination papers for the third phase of the assembly elections. These seats will go to polls on October 1st. The three-phase elections to the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will be held on September 18th, September 25th and October 1st. The results will be declared on October 8th. Meanwhile, election campaign has picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member State Assembly will be held on 5th of October. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar, in New Delhi. Bhaskar is an interactive online platform that will centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem, including startups, investors, mentors, service providers and regulatory bodies. Speaking on the occasion, Goyal called on entrepreneurs and other stakeholders to make India a global hub in the startup ecosystem. He said Bhaskar will help startups to connect, collaborate, and compete with each other. The minister added that this platform will bring hope, aspirations, and success to kickstart ambitious revolution in this sector. The centre has authorised the Staff Selection Commission, SSC, to perform Aadhaar authentication voluntarily to establish the identity of candidates during the various stages of the examination. The Department of Personnel and Training has allowed SSC to perform Aadhaar authentication of the candidates at the time of their registration on the one-time registration portal and at various stages of examination and recruitment test conducted by the Commission. In a Gazette notification, the Ministry of Personnel has asked SSC to adhere to all the relevant provisions of the Act, rules and regulations made by the Unique Identification Authority of India. The development comes in the wake of several reported cases of fraud, malpractices and unfair means adopted by candidates to clear the competitive examinations. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi-affected countries Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the three countries. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing and medicines, were dispatched to Myanmar on board Indian naval ship INS Satpura. A military transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force is carrying 35 tons of aid to Vietnam and 10 tons of relief materials to Laos. These include genset, water purification items, hygiene supplies, mosquito nets, blankets and sleeping bags. And now to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. Kohima Municipal Council appeals citizens of Kohima to actively participate in Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign. Muslim community in Nagaland celebrates Eid Milad Un-Nabi with religious fervor. And Manipur government lifts week-long ban on mobile internet services. Schools and colleges to reopen from tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.